Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Tokubetsushite by Equal Love. Before that, you heard Chu with Only Cry in the Rain. And Tokubetsushite is one of those songs that I would call like kind of like brain rot cuteness songs. And it indeed was one of my favorite songs of the year. For me, I don't know. I like just couldn't stop listening to it the first time I listened to it. And I really like the fact that it's like, it's kind of like, the title I think is based on a wordplay. So, tokubetsu in Japanese is special. Chu is the slang term for kiss. And if you, it's a portmanteau, right? So put it together, it's special kiss. But then, also, if you say tokubetsu in a cute way, you would say tokubetsu. And I just liked that kind of like absurd level of like cuteness. It's like so uncomfortable. And like nobody would ever do this, like this level of like neediness and clinginess, but it's just funny when it happens. And yeah, I just couldn't stop listening to it when I first heard it. I thought it was really, really funny. So there, that's Equal Love with Tokubetsushite. Before that, you heard Chu with Only Cry in the Rain. Chu is one of my favorite K-pop idols. And I love her because she's very, very cute. And also she has this kind of like just lovable sweetness to her. The way I think about it, I think about this actually in Chinese. So let me take you on that journey. In Chinese, one of the words that means cute can be literally translated to can be loved. And so that's kind of how I think of Chu as a performer and as an idol, I guess. And her songs are always like very cheerful sounding and positive sounding. But of course, Only Cry in the Rain is a pretty sad song, you know? It's about heartbreak, it's about fleeting youth, and it just still has that wonderful Chu energy in it, and I just really appreciate that. But of course, you know, the melody is just catchy as heck, right? I was mentioning earlier on in this episode, it's been like a pretty like heavy year for me personally. But like idols just happen to always be there. And it didn't really matter what kind of mood I was in at all at any given time of the year. This melody, dun, dun, da-da-da-dun, da-da-dun, was just kind of like in the background in my head all the time. And so I really liked it in that sense, I guess. Not because it was catchy necessarily, but I just liked the melody. So that was Only Cry in the Rain by Chu. We're going to listen to some more of my favorite songs of 2025. Going into this next segment, we've got one final idol song of the hour, of the year. It's hard to even say that this is technically an idol song because it's like so convoluted. It's like the voice actors of an anime about idols performing in their own idol subunit, and it's like in the brain try to wrap something around it. But you might have heard this song before if you, like me, have your ankle in the death grip of the internet. It's called Ice Cream, and it sounds like, okay, originally, like, you know, the viral clip got me, and I was like, I should listen to the song. And then the whole song got me, because it's genuinely a good song, you know? It's cheerful, it's cute, it's bright. It has that, like, fun kind of, like, viral moment, that call and response moment. But it is also, like, fun. It's just super fun. I encourage you to actually also read the lyrics of the song called Ice Cream, because the lyrics I think are actually really well written. They're actually very romantic, and I think that's one of the draws of the whole song. So I hope you enjoy it. Indeed, unironically, this is one of my favorite songs of 2025. This is Ice Cream by Ice Cream here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Is Bird Note. I'm J. Drew Lanham, an ornithologist, naturalist, and writer, and this is a note I've written to a bird I love. Dear Snowbird, Junco, yes, you with the dark eyes, dark-eyed Junco. Yes, you are a junco to most, but persistently in my memory, you're a snowbird. My grandmother, Mamatha, would agree, then toss you and all the other sparrows a handful of grits. She'd shower the frosty ground with that crushed to almost dust corn right from the bag. There'd be no butter or melty cheese on top of the heaping hot plate of cooked grits she didn't give you. That steamy meal she'd toss to me. I know it would have been a bit much for you anyway. You're more of an al fresco bird. I still see you scratching for seeds in my South Carolina home now, like you did back then. I know that the warming world makes it harder than ever to claim snow in your name, but you'll always be the sparrow in a tuxedo, little junco. I'll expect you again when the leaves are past falling and the limbs almost bare. How about we just keep the chilly nickname between us, okay? You melt me, Drew.
I still remember the feeling when I lit our own house long time ago now. Mama would play us guitar, Papa had his disco.
Ingeborg von Eggesys with Fly Away Little Birdie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Before that, you heard Disco Polo by Baja Bulat. My name is Leslie, and these were my favorite songs of 2025. They were my favorite releases of the year as we wrap up the chronology of Typically Tuesdays this year. Really quickly, before we end the show today, I'm going to talk about the reasons why I selected these songs for the playlist. So Ingeborg von Eggesys, Fly Away Little Birdie. I think if you've been following today's program, you will understand why. I love birds. I've also had a year, but even beyond having just a year, actually, the sentiment throughout the song is one that really resonates with me, because whenever I see birds, those are the feelings that I feel looking at them. They're so beautiful and majestic, little creatures, or big creatures. Sometimes those birds, they are freaking scary looking, okay? But they just go about their life in a way, in their way. It brings me, you know, the sense of loneliness and yearning, but it also brings me a sense of hope for potentially good things to come. Before that, you heard, of course, Baja Bulat with Disco Polo, and I didn't hear this record actually until a few weeks ago. If you listened to last week's episode of the show, you might remember that I've been speedrunning albums the past 3 weeks, and I'm really grateful to have gotten to this record, even though I was not able to listen to it up until now. But again, it's like those lyrics and that melody, right? Like that sense of yearning and nostalgia for your younger years. But then, oh my god, that beautiful, you know, string solo. I'm not sure if it was a violin or a viola, but I'm a sucker for that type of music. And I don't know, this whole song just really struck me. It moved my heart, you know. It's too bad that, again, I wasn't able to share it with you earlier in the year, but I'm glad to have been able to before the year ends. Let's listen to one last track here on the program. And this song, the first time I listened to it, I quickly fell in love with it. I just love kind of like the sentiment behind it and the thoughtfulness of these lyrics and the way that the song builds into its crescendo, its end, is really beautiful. Originally, I didn't want to end the program off on this song, but melodically, it just made the most sense. And then, yeah, I can go on and on about this record. Forever is a Feeling by Lucy Dacus. Just one of the best albums that I heard this whole year, and one of the best albums I've ever heard in the past few years. Listen to the lyrics. They're really beautiful. And there is a reason why this album has been allotted as like the most romantic record of 2025. But it's not just about that lowercase r romance. It's that capital R romance, the thoughtfulness behind it, and the intensity of feeling that goes into this song and every other song on this album. I hope you enjoy it. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, and this is one of my favorite songs of the year. This is Forever is a Feeling by Lucy Dacus, and yeah, thanks for tuning into Typically Tuesdays this year. I will talk to you again very soon.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Life on Earth depends on fresh water, which appears on land in many different forms.
As snow and ice in glaciers, in surface water in rivers and lakes, in our reservoirs, in the water in the soils, and in our groundwater.
But Jay Famliette of Arizona State University says that as the climate warms, many of these freshwater sources are dwindling. Mountain glaciers are melting, permafrost is thawing, and worsening droughts are leading people to pump more groundwater for drinking water and irrigation. In a recent study, Famliette's team found that worldwide, areas losing freshwater have greatly expanded over the past 20 years. This phenomenon, called continental drying, contributes to water shortages for communities, and it worsens sea level rise because as water runs off through rivers and streams, it needs to go somewhere.
The ultimate receptacle for this water is the ocean.
So Famliette says it's critical to conserve and protect Earth's freshwater before it runs off to the sea.
It really points to the need for nations to really consider the full implications of how we use water and what we use it for.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, this